20 minutes, post 275. Before this week's melt, the wolf and I walked snowfields and woods one long afternoon. The snow had hardened. We walked on its surface. For a splinter of that afternoon, 20 minutes or so, an interlude, I felt as if we had come alone into a new place, one ablaze with light. Everything I looked at seemed so completely itself, cordoned off from its larger context, each separated into its own image. A cornflower, blue sky, quiet, a row of pines, high reddish grasses, a black and white dog running after deer over 300 yards of snow, the bare fractaled branches of tall trees. Wolfie, silent, motionless, head raised, watching geese above us, a muddy stream twisting and shining. Stillness. The full skeleton of a huge doe, its rib cage yawning out from its spine like the beamed structure of a barn. Finally, as if to draw an end to this moment, one great blue heron close to us, right over us now, as straight as a pin, wings arcing in slow, powerful beats, back legs stretching out evenly behind it. That's all. 20 pure minutes. We drove home, the wolf leaning against the back seat, watching the countryside intently.